ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba. It makes me laugh.
It's one of the most beautiful songs ever written, Wendy. I don't know how you can laugh at this. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder. This is the bonus hour of our show. If you've been listening to us on regular radio, we sure appreciate it. And now you're sticking around for internet radio, the stream radio, the wave of the future.
It's already been the wave. There are a lot of people that are streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people that can't find real radio jobs.
Right. Right.
So, but we have both.
Let's be honest. Yeah, we have both right now. So good.
So we're very lucky.
That's very nice. If people want to call in to the show, they can. And the phone number is?
It's on the top of your sheet, although Kevin wrote it incorrectly.
312-235-2525. Give us a call at 312-235-2525 if you'd like to check in at any point during this hour.
I am a little caffeinated because I had a little of a little coffee.
Mm-hmm.
From ihaveabean.com.
Right. Pete, our last guest, brought in high-quality coffee. And it makes, is it like other beverages? You know, they always say, and I actually witnessed this, I can attest to this, you know, you've been in restaurants that have $40 or $50 bottles of wine, and you go, is that really better than a $9 bottle of wine? The answer is yes.
I don't know that it is.
With the coffee, you don't know if it is?
No. With the coffee, I just think it's really good. That's all I can say. But I've had $8 bottles of wine, and I've had $40 bottles of wine. Sometimes I think it's smoother, but sometimes it's not like...
It doesn't always justify...
30 better.
Right. I know what you mean.
Because I'm cheap.
I know.
But, I mean, come on. $40 for a bottle of wine?
That I've been in a couple situations where it's been on somebody else's dime to pay
well,
for the meal.
Well, then go $80 bottles.
Right. Don't stop there. Did you have any $1 million bottles of wine? I want to taste that.
I'll tell you, and I won't say who gave it to us, and because I don't want to sound unappreciative, although it's going to now.
Yes.
Oh, God. Can I just backtrack that?
Not at this point. It's too late.
All right. We were given a bottle of Dom Perignon for a wedding gift.
That's some fine champagne.
It is. And it was absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we came home from our honeymoon, we had a bottle of Korbel for $9.99 at the Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Just as good.
Is that right?
And maybe not just as good.
Korbel and Dom Perignon in the same ballpark.
I'm from Brookfield. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Did you drink it through a crazy straw?
No. Did you ever try drinking champagne through a straw?
No.
It'll burn a hole in your brain.
I'd be afraid the champagne would laugh at me. Like, as I came at it with my crazy straw, it would just giggle at me.
The bubbles are so fine, and I mean so fine,
yes,
and so fine, that they will burn a hole through your brain if you
what?
Use a straw.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just like one big carbonation bubble all rolled into one. It'll burrow right into your brain.
Now that makes me want to try that. Maybe in the second half of the show.
I'm right there with you, though, Wendy. I think we got Cristal for our wedding, and I mean, I don't like champagne that much. And next, you know, I'm sipping it, and I didn't notice a difference. It always makes me
really?
Sleepy. It makes me sleepy,
oh,
all of
wow.
it.
It does. See, champagne is, like, the key to my success.
Oh, I love champagne.
It
so
gets
good.
You, like, it gets you bubbly.
Right.
Then if you go too far, then your bubbles go into the toilet, and you throw up. So you can't overdo champagne, but that first few glasses...
Right.
That is just a bubbly high.
But even if you're throwing up, I, for anyone having lunch, I apologize in advance. If you're throwing up, though, and it's Dom Perignon, isn't it a better grade? Like, are you going, oh, God, I can't believe I'm throwing up. But this is the best throwing up I've ever had because it's Dom Perignon. Does it go like that?
I think that's how they make Korbel. I'm sorry. That's
no,
gross.
That's not
gross.
True.
No, and Korbel is, you know, inexpensive. And I do love any kind of champagne because then it has to come from the Champagne region of France in order for it to be called champagne. But now I've had some sparkling wines that are amazing.
Oh, yeah. Prosecco from Italy is
that's
really,
too
really
sweet
good.
For me.
I'm
more tart.
Yes, you are. And admitting it, I think, is the first step in recovery.
Yes, it is.
For Terry and my honeymoon, my grandmother gave us a bottle of Dom Perignon that she'd been holding on to for over 30 years. Somebody had given it to her 30 years prior, and she gave us this bottle. And we brought it to Hawaii with us, and we opened it on our first night in Hawaii. And both my wife and I took a sip, and it was abysmally bad, but we both didn't want to let on Because, like, I thought my taste buds just aren't cultured enough to appreciate how amazing this is.
How vinegary this tastes.
It was like eating, it was like jam. It was so thick and syrupy.
That's...
I don't think she stored it properly. Something had gone horribly wrong. But after one or two sips, we both looked at each other. And the first one, we were lying to each other. And we went, how about this? How about this? And by the second one, my wife said, I can't even pretend. This is the worst I've ever had. Something had gone horribly wrong with it.
Well, it's weird because they say, you know, a wine that is aged a certain amount of time is better. But
in the right conditions. You're supposed to keep it in a cool place, a dark place. But I think she had it out in her lawn or something, which didn't bode well.
Maybe the trunk of her car.
Right.
To experience the hot and cold of the seasons.
I keep it between the flat tire. Is that where you're supposed to keep it? Yeah, Grandma, that's where you're supposed to keep
it. So it won't roll around. She knew.
She was ahead of her time.
I had a surprise party for my sister's milestone birthday. I don't remember which one it was because I'm just trying to keep her age down there.
Oh, good move.
And I bought a bunch of bottle of wines.
Bottles of wine?
Yes. I bought a bunch of bottles of wine.
On the stream, for people hearing, sometimes the syntax is out of whack. It's not Wendy, it's the stream. Don't blame it on her.
No, you can blame it on me.
All right.
And I had one bottle that had been opened, which sometimes if I'm making spaghetti sauce or soup, I use wine to flavor things.
Yeah.
And so my cousin Melanie popped the cork on a pre-opened bottle of wine, poured herself a glass of wine, and she said, do you have any more? I said, oh, yeah, there are about 10 bottles of unopened stuff. And she said, well, you should open one because this has turned.
Oh.
And I said, what do you mean? And she said, taste this. It was totally like balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, it does get that flavor, doesn't it?
I'm a beer drinker, so I'm not really good at how long you age things or how long it can stay open on your counter.
Right.
I wouldn't think it would change in like a week.
You and Jimmy don't employ a champagne sommelier at your home?
Not yet.
I was under the impression you did.
With the bonus we're getting from the stream now.
Right.
Just you wait.
Right. A full staff.
Do we want to take a phone call?
Yes. All Give right. us a call, would you? We're at 312-235-2525.
This is Matt on the line. Hi, Matt. Have we talked to you before on the stream?
Of course we have.
Oh. Then we're finished after today, Matt. What, are you going to call us every single day?
Of course not. That would be insane.
No, it wouldn't. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, no, I'm calling because, you know, for the life of me, I don't understand it, how people drink white wine. It's bubbly. It's fizzy. It's just nasty. I don't understand why people do that to anyone.
Not all white wine is bubbly and fizzy, though. There's
you don't
some
like white wine?
Chardonnay doesn't have any bubbly in it.
Well, you know, I don't drink anymore at all. I was always more of a hard liquor guy. When I did drink, I like Scotch, Jack Jameson. But when I did drink wine, I loved red wine. It had a nice little fruity flavor. It also, I could handle like four or five shots of hard liquor before I got drunk. One glass of red wine, and I was like on a beach in Cancun. it got me dry, like one drink, one glass of red wine, and I might as well have just been a dancer.
Wow. Well, here's the weird difference in the two, Matt, and I don't understand this, but I know people in the wine business will tell you this. Your red wine is always supposed to be at room temperature. Your white wine is always supposed to be chilled. But I don't understand that because there have been times where I've had chilled red wine and it makes it even better. I don't know why it's wrong to do that, but I enjoy it that way.
I don't know that it's wrong, but maybe not necessary.
I don't think it's necessary, but when I did have red wine, I did like it chilled. Not like ice cold, but just like a little chill to it.
Well, you want to make your wine like what I believe is the finest of all wines, your Seagram's wine coolers. That's the best quality wine you'll ever have. So if you can make regular wine taste as much like a wine cooler, boy, you're doing yourself a service there.
Put some 7-Up in it, then.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Matt, thank you for calling.
Coolers,
yes?
Of course, folks. No, I was going to say, are the wine coolers the boxed wine?
No. Bartles and James wine coolers were in their own individual bottle, correct, Bill?
Yeah. You had Bartles and James. You had California Cooler.
Seagram's.
Seagram's for a while. There were a bunch of companies. They were so popular in the 80s, and I think that market is all but dried up. I mean, you have like Mike's Hard Lemonade, which is kind of a...
And Gary's Goofy Grape whatever is happening now. There's a hard grape going. Matt, thank you very much for calling. We
appreciate
it.
Talk to you tomorrow, Matt.
No.
And no, he calls every day, and you're always surprised. Oh. Wait, this can't be the same man as yesterday. Yes, it is. What the?
I appreciate him listening, and I'm glad that he takes the time and effort to call us at 312-235-2525. But see, it's all about illusion here, Bill, and if we have the same caller every day for our
that
first
would be
caller,
ridiculous.
Then it means we have one listener.
Wendy, go to caller Matt on line 3. I think he can explain. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right. We wanted to discuss something, and this started, you and I started this, about a week and a half ago. We discovered something interesting about a banana. So when we come back, we will explain. I know that sounds pornographic. I don't mean it to. We will explain exactly what Wendy and I discovered about the banana and how this can benefit you. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on the stream on WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are on the stream at WGNplus.com, WGNradio.com. Kevin, have we found a way to put the direct link on our Facebook page?
Yes, yeah, I have it posted, and people seem to be thankful for that. So,
yeah,
good
just
idea.
Click it and tick
good.
It.
But is that, did you steal that from somebody? I don't think that's yours. Is that yours?
No, I didn't.
And everybody who's put the effort forth and has found us, we really do appreciate that greatly. So thanks for listening.
And I didn't mean to be so mean to Matt.
You were very mean to Matt.
I didn't mean to be.
I hear, in the background, I could hear him reaching for Kleenex. It sounded like he was going to start to cry. But that, do what you want. That's fine.
Kim Gordon has joined us because she's going to do the news in just a little bit. I love that Matt wants to call every day. But then, as I told you, it's, you know, I'm like David Copperfield, and it's in the illusion.
Oh, right, right, right.
So if Matt calls every day, then it's like we only have one person listening.
Oh.
Although, we may have a new listener. Linda?
Hi. I love you guys. I'm not a new listener. I've been listening to you for ever since you started. And I listen to you on my computer every day at work, all day.
Thank you, Linda.
And so I was so disappointed when I found out you were going to be, you know, cut short there. But I am listening to you, and I found it quite easy to get to you on the website.
Look at that.
That's excellent.
So yeah. Matt's not the only listener right now?
We have at least two.
No, I'd let you know.
We appreciate that.
We're not distracting you at work, are we, Linda? Like, you're not a...
Because we'll try harder if we're not.
Are you an air traffic controller? Because I would feel awful if you were.
That's pretty good. No, actually, I'm not.
All right. But productivity has gone down a lot.
Too much. Although sometimes people wonder why I'm laughing so hard at my desk.
That's all right.
And that can be kind of comical, but, I just want to let you know you've got a lot more than one listener.
That's excellent. Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. Okay,
back to work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And to be honest with you, I mean, we were doing 4 hours on the radio before.
Right.
But before that, we did 3 hours, 9 to noon.
Right.
So they got a bonus hour of us for a while. And now it's back to what we used to do.
Right.
It's just 1 hour on the stream.
Is
this like a story problem?
Yes. I feel like I'm taking an ACT test right now.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if people that are listening to you on the stream live on WGNradio.com,
uh-huh.
it would automatically flip for the extra bonus hour?
Oh.
I wonder if that could work.
I don't know how they would do that.
Wouldn't that be so simple and so easy for people who are already listening at work on their computer?
There is a way, actually.
There is. You listen to the extra stream, and if you get on the extra stream
then you don't
at,
even have to worry
10 a.m.,
yeah.
It's just automatic. It switches
like,
over.
Because this is what happens with the WGNradio.com. That's our normal radio programming.
Right.
If there's something additional, sometimes if there's a conflict with a Hawks game and Northwestern or something, then one of them will go to the alternate stream, which is what we're on right now, the extra stream.
Right.
But if there's nothing different, then everything will be on WGN Plus. So if you put that on right at 10 o'clock, you will listen to our 2 hours, and then Steve Bertrand will go away and we'll already be there.
All right.
So, there,
so that's
Kim's
so much
right.
easier for your listeners. Just one click and you're there for the whole time.
These are like parallel universes you're describing, right?
This is kind of becoming Stranger Things, isn't it?
It is.
And it's perfect for you guys.
It is. In more ways than one, it's Stranger Things.
Now, I have a stream on my radio that only plays Deputy Dog and Milt Rosenberg. How is that possible?
Only you would have that, Bill.
No, how did I get that?
Going in one in each ear at the same time?
Yeah, to get to hear them both. It's fun to listen to them simultaneously.
All right, well, it's 12:29. Can we do some news with Kim Gordon right now? And then we're going to talk about a banana.
Yes. Before we talk about the banana, how many times have I started a sentence with those words? you're up in arms over our listener, Matt. You don't want to, we hope that you nothing you said offended him.
Oh, I'm certainly. Sure it did. I basically said, what are you calling us for every day?
But he's our most prolific caller. In the history of our show being on the stream, he leads in every category.
Short history.
And what was his reasoning for calling every day?
He's a fan. Fill me in.
I think the first day he just wanted to be the first caller,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I can't remember what we did yesterday on the show, so I can't remember what he called about. Today he wanted to talk about wine.
Right.
I think he called about the millennial survey.
That sounds right.
I remember when I was in here, he was calling. Yeah, wasn't that what it was about?
Yeah. So we're afraid now that he won't call tomorrow. Matt, if you're listening, please...
Please, Matt.
Well, now we gotta finish out the week.
You have to finish out the week. It would be bad luck.
Then we will ban you. I am totally kidding.
All right. About a week ago, here's where this started, and I need to...
See, Matt's gotten his 15 minutes of fame, and he walked in his room.
And we're actually going to start doing something called 15 minutes of fame.
He should be first.
He should be.
We've had it. Kidding, Matt. I am.
I don't know when this started, but a while ago, the word hack now means shortcut, right? Like, if you're looking for life hacks, you can go to the internet and you can find all kinds of places that will tell you no matter what you're doing, there's a way you can do it more efficiently and quicker and better.
And I love them.
Right, because everybody's attention span now has been shortened, so now a life hack is something you want to be in on because no matter what you're doing, there's a way that you could be doing it that would save you time and money and energy, right?
And it's not even, to try and get it done quicker. It's just genius stuff. Like, I signed on, Google is my homepage.
Yeah.
I live there.
Yeah.
I have a big house on Google.
You got a Google house?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
Google underpants. Yeah. Now all I can think about is underpants because of you, by the way.
That song is sweeping the nation, Wendy.
Which we have to talk about that, too. Everybody wanted to know what your big announcement was on Friday because you promoted it for a full 24 hours.
Right.
And then there were people that were late for doctor's appointments.
I know that.
And there were people that didn't get to listen. So would you like to briefly sum up what your big announcement was? And then they can go back to the podcast, the full show podcast from Friday. And listen to it.
I had a large announcement on Friday at 2:35, and the large announcement was that I didn't want to be a one-hit wonder and only have one hit song. You know, the song Arietta, my favorite cub, became a huge international hit. You know that. So I wrote another song called Underpants. It's a giant seller. It's on Arista Records and Tapes. You can get it at
Columbia Records.
And Wendy, you just said briefly.
No, this is pretty brief. Remember, once again, he promoted this 24 hours in advance, and everybody was worried he was going to quit or he was pregnant.
Right.
All these big things that could have happened.
Right.
And it's like, no, here's a new song, and it's fantastic, and you can find it on our podcast, our full show podcast.
Right.
It happens with about 25 minutes left of the show.
And download my version of it because Daft Punk stole it, but I wrote it first. So if you're going to download it, get my version of it, the pure version of it, please.
So that was the big announcement.
That was the big announcement on Friday.
So I was Googling something, and I love the Google Doodle. I don't know if you, Kim Gordon.
Love that.
You know, each day it'll have where it normally says Google. It had started a while back where you could click on that actual Google Doodle and you'll learn something that happened on that date.
Like if it's Nanette Febre's birthday, there'll be a little cartoon of Nanette Febre. And then when you click on it, she'll do a little like a Nanette Febre dance. It's a miracle. The Google Doodle.
Popular items are featured on the Google Doodle daily.
Now you've upset Matt the listener and Nanette Febre's family.
Is she still among the living?
Yeah, she's still with us.
Okay.
Yep.
She is?
Yep. She's going to be on my birthday. Coming on the show. Only on the stream. She wouldn't do regular radio.
Special
she goes,
announcement coming.
Promote that from now till November.
Right. All right.
So at the very bottom of the Google Doodle, just as a little aside, it said... easy life hack, try peeling your banana from the bottom instead of the stem side.
Right.
Oh.
I said to Bill...
Well, we laughed at it because we said you can't. That's not. That's no way to open a banana from the opposite end.
It says just pinch the non-stem end,
right,
and it'll open right up. And you had a banana, but you refused to do it at that point.
To me, it seemed like witchcraft. I didn't want any part of it. But then the next day, when you weren't around, I said, "You know what? I'm going to give this a try and see."
I do matter. Things I say do seep in sometime.
I'm gonna experiment and see if this banana hack is true or not. So, much against my own better judgment, I opened the banana from the bottom end, and I have to admit, it was a far easier process.
Really? So you pinched it? Was it ripe, or was it green still?
No, it was as ripe as it could be. It was a perfect yellow banana.
There was some brown on it.
Because sometimes I think when they're totally not ripe, it's really hard to open the top, and I'm wondering from the opposite end if it would still be difficult.
No, I'm going to try that today because I like them kind of greenish.
Yeah.
I don't like them too ripe. I have one at home.
Video it so we can see.
All right, I will do that.
Yeah, and then we can put it on the web.
Yeah.
Look at Kim Gordon giving us content for our Facebook page and the web. And
you'll get a million
all
hits.
The land.
You know that guy that was doing the internet thing in Asia and the kids came in? You know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Beat his record.
We should get his name.
He's fantastic. Did you see his latest video where they were interviewing him about it?
Yes. No.
It was really cute.
Why? What did he say?
Just basically that he was like, you know, this is how I live. These are my kids. This is what happens. People want him to do a reality show now.
It's so funny. Everyone assumed that was his nanny.
It was his wife.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
But everybody goes, oh, his nanny came in midway
because he
through.
Lived in Britain. Is that why?
I guess. I don't know.
I didn't think it was his nanny, but I thought she was a little rough with the little girl, if you want to know the truth.
She slid in there and slid out pretty quick. That was quite the move.
There's a funny version of it where somebody has put Donald Trump's face over that guy's face, and then the people who are coming in, his kids, are Putin and Sean Spicer and stuff like that. It's really funny.
The most entertaining interview on impeachment starring a kid. Professor Robert Kelly is an expert on South Korea, and he appeared on the BBC last Friday to discuss the impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye, which I said wrong, and I'm sorry. So here's what happened. He's sitting there talking. If you didn't see it, you can Google anything. I just Googled guy interviewed and kids come in.
Yep.
And, I mean, it'll pop right up. So he's talking on the air on the BBC via Skype, and his children appeared, the little girl first, and she's kind of like dancing
in the background,
wearing yellow, so it's pretty easy to spot her. And then all of a sudden, this little toddler just comes flying in one of those little wheelie walkers.
Right.
So it looked like somebody pushed him in.
Right.
He comes flying in, and he is trying to, while still looking at the screen conducting his interview, he's trying to point elsewhere to show the kid, hey, go play with those toys in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid just kind of sits down and looks at the screen there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, his wife comes busting in and grabs the little girl quite...
with a lot of force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And snatches her up and then pushes the little kid on the wheelie walker out.
I've seen Kevin do that if a Steve Dale segment goes too long. I've seen him come in and just yank him out of the studio.
He can't do that, Kevin. He has a big hook.
Right. Right. All right.
But Professor Kelly said that the why this happened was the wife and the kids were in the other room watching the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so focused on the interview that she didn't realize the kids got away. So she's watching in her living room and she sees the kid on the camera going,
can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
It's very funny.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Very
it's
funny.
Really good.
All right,
and
so,
we can all relate to that.
Oh,
I mean, everybody can relate to that situation if you have kids or even animals, you know?
Yep.
And he said he was embarrassed and thought that's so not professional. And now it's like he doesn't care. And they became a viral sensation overnight. And I mean, you know what? People, especially with Skype and everything, people do radio shows on streams now.
Yeah.
People do things like in their own homes where you wouldn't know they're at home. Life happens around you.
Things definitely happen.
All right, so we started
Yesterday, Kim. Dave Plyer just bound into the room during the show.
Talking about Carrie Strug.
Crazy. It got
and
crazy.
Kevin ran in to try and pull them out.
It was the same thing all over again. All right, so because of this banana situation where we realized, oh, maybe the internet is right from time to time, there are little life hacks that we could be doing things easier, quicker, better. You have found more to share with everybody.
Yes. Did you ever finish? See, when I eat cereal, I try to. You don't use milk and cereal,
no,
which is really un-American and crazy.
Right.
Yes, that is.
I don't like milk in my food.
Although my niece used to eat cereal with orange juice, and I couldn't even watch it.
Like the liquid and the cereal together.
Just dry.
I like it separate, yeah.
I do too, but if you want a bowl of cereal,
that's what it's for.
And I have tried to teach my kids, first of all, being a Catholic, don't waste your food. Second of all, it's really hard if you leave cereal in the bowl to try and dump the milk into the sink while holding the cereal still in there.
Mm-hmm.
So a life hack, use a colander.
Who would have thunk?
I wouldn't, but then you got to wash the colander. That's the only thing that I don't like.
Too much washing.
One extra.
Just use your hand and then wash your hand.
Yeah. And if you have Fruit Loops on your hand, so be it.
It becomes a ring.
Right. Where'd you get that ring?
It's
Rogers and Hollis?
Yeah.
No, General Mills. Oh, it's beautiful.
So that one, you got to wash the colander then, and it's kind of a pain.
Right. Yeah.
So I use the side of the spoon and try and hold the cereal in while you pour it. And there's always some that gets in the drain basket.
Yep.
This one is genius. I don't know if you have a roll of duct tape sitting around your house or painter's tape or something where you want the end to not be stuck to the rest of the roll.
Always a problem.
It is. Because then you can't undo the end.
Exactly.
I like to just fold over an end, but a better idea, just put a paper clip on the live end of the tape. So when you're looking for the end, there's a paper clip right there. And just not around it, just stuck to the sticky part of...
But you could just lift it up.
Yep.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, much better.
Why didn't anyone...
Even with just masking tape or, you know, scotch tape, sometimes you have that problem. Yeah.
Right.
So you just stick a paper clip at the end of the roll, and you can find the end of the roll easily.
Are they saying to undo it or just a
Just about a half inch.
Okay.
And you're not clipping the clip on. You're sticking the clip to the sticky part of
it.
And then you can push the sticky part down, and it'll lay flat.
Yep,
there you go.
That's much better. Now, I have one along the same lines. It's not a hack. I just need help with this. Every time I buy a tube of super glue or Gorilla Glue, I only get one use out of it because I use it for whatever I need it for. Then I put the cap back on, and then the cap becomes glued to the rest of the glue.
It sticks?
Yeah, every time. Every time. And they give you... There's a needle that you use.
There's a pin.
Yeah.
With a little ball on the top.
Right.
That you could just...
But it's not enough to unglue.
You gotta snip. You gotta
really
snip the tip.
Yeah.
Check the neck and snip.
Like a Brit I've been to.
Moyle Wendy for that helpful advice.
Check the neck and snip the tip.
Wow. We're going to try to cover every sacrament before the end of the
show.
Now,
there's a hack for you.
Oh, boy. But seriously, I know what you mean. And it was funny because I told my husband that same thing. Like, he opened the super glue to glue one of his action figures or something.
Sure.
And I had told him in the past, Jim, just use the scissors and just cut a little bit off because then you'll get like four uses out of it because you cut a little lower and lower. So then I was using the scissors to cut material, which you need a sharp pair of scissors.
Yes,
I was making curtains for my basement.
Yeah.
And guess what was on the scissors?
That would be super glue.
Yeah.
Right. I think they know it over at Super Glue because
they wouldn't sell anywhere near as much.
Right.
You have to buy more.
You get one use out of Super Glue. And I used to buy the large containers, like the 4-ounce Super Glues, but now there's one that's like a third of an ounce that only has like a dot of glue in there.
Single use.
Because I know that I'm never going to be able to use it again. It just the cap will not become unglued.
And I'm telling you, that guy is not hanging from a beam
with his hard hat. No, he's not.
Because it says it bonds instantly.
Super glue is just not some super.
Nah, it's okay glue.
And it doesn't bond things instantly except your fingers.
Right. Is a glue gun better? I've never used a glue gun, but people like a glue gun.
But a glue gun's for bigger jobs. Like if you're using super glue, you just want a dab of it on something. You don't want, like a glue gun dispenses a lot of glue.
Well, it depends. You can get little glue guns, but that's mostly for crafts, Kim.
Yeah.
Because the glue isn't, it's not going to hold as much.
Okay.
Now, if they make, like, a Gorilla Glue gun...
Now we're talking.
A tiny one,
too. That's heavy duty.
All right, another life hack. It looks really silly, but, you know, when you eat Cheetos...
Yes.
You get orange fingers.
Yes.
Eat your Cheetos with chopsticks.
Really?
Or rubber gloves.
But chopsticks, you just...
Stupid.
I didn't say these were great.
You've now upset Matt.
You have to do
that
with a Dorito also? You got the same issue.
But
can
it's
you pick
fun.
Up a Dorito with chopsticks?
You can, but What would your coworkers think if you're just sitting at your cubicle eating Doritos?
That you're hoping for fried rice, but all you could get out of the vending machine was a bag of Doritos?
I guess.
I just think it's, I don't really care if there's Cheeto dust on my hands because I'll go wash my hands.
Right.
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 Or you just scrape it on your teeth.
Some people, though, are really anal. They can't stand that.
Then they should use the chopsticks.
Yes, they should. That's a great idea.
And you can't use a fork because you can't stab them. The crunchy ones are too... Maybe the puffed ones you could.
The puffed ones, you are more stabbable. Right.
And another thing, which we've talked about this before, I love Chinese food. You have it more than I do, what, like three times a week?
About three times a week, yeah.
What are the times out of those three times you eat out of the container? Very rarely, correct?
Never for me.
I know, because you share with somebody.
But in movies, you see
all the time.
Yeah, that's a staple in movies. If they're having Chinese food, they're going to eat it out of the container.
So why don't they sell single serve portions? Because when you get, I don't know, we get beef chop suey a lot, and it's a large size, and you split it with the family.
Right.
Why can't it come in individual sizes so people could eat out of the container? Because then it's more fun.
You could probably ask them when ordering.
I hate charge eating you more. Out of the container. I hate that because I don't like the way it feels. It gets drippy, and it gets soft, the container, and I don't know.
How long does it take you to eat, though? Because doesn't it
hold? I'm a slow eater, but still, I mean,
by the end of your meal, it's already...
Well, I just don't do it. I can't stand that. Even if you take it home, by the time you get it home, it's already, you know, and they wrap it in saran wrap, it's already starting to drip and get nasty.
There's a company that makes, it's ceramic dinnerware, but it looks like Chinese food containers.
How cute is that?
That is cute.
It's excellent.
That's a life
that would work.
I want that so bad. It just looks like, you know, the traditional, it's the red container. There's an Asian woman on there, and then there's symbols around it. I don't speak Japanese or Chinese. I'm sorry.
In white boxes.
It doesn't fold, though, obviously.
It doesn't fold. It's hard ceramic, but it looks just like, I mean, if you saw it from any distance at all, you'd be sure you just came from a Chinese restaurant.
I have to get those.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And then I can put my chop suey in four individual ones,
right,
and
everybody can eat out of it.
You're set.
With chopsticks. I love it. 312-235-2525. You know what I bet we just did?
Hmm.
I bet 80% of people listening right now are going to get Chinese food tonight.
That's all right.
Yeah. We just gave them some kind of suggestion.
Sounds really good.
Because now I know I have to have it.
A wonton soup would be really good right now.
I'm in.
Are you getting Chinese food tonight?
Do we? Not tonight, but soon.
Because I am.
We rarely go more than 2 or 3 days without it.
I suggested something to myself right now.
There you go.
How subliminal can you get? We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Bill and Wendy, thank you for joining us on WGNRadio.com. If you go to our Facebook page at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, you can find a direct link to take you to this direct fun. How does that sound?
That sounds good. That's very enticing.
We were talking about life hacks. Some of them are silly. If you don't want to get Cheeto dust on your fingers, use chopsticks when you're eating a bag of Cheetos.
And it won't look silly at all. I know people are thinking, oh, people make fun of me. No, not at all.
Do you really care what other people say when you're eating lunch or when you're having a snack?
No.
I know you don't.
No.
You'd do it just to go, what is Bill doing?
Right.
All right, here's an idea, and you can attest to this. There is not one pen up here. There are a ton of Sharpies and highlighters.
Yeah.
Not even Sharpies, just highlighters. There's not one writing utensil. Yesterday, there was one that said property of Jonathan Brandmeier.
Yeah.
That's gone.
So it's been here for a while. Right. Now, the studio downstairs is well equipped with them, but up here, for some reason,
none downstairs either.
None to be found. No?
Not
in the drawer. There's a drawer that's specifically supposed to be.
They disappear. They disappear or they get chewed on.
Oh.
And I don't know who chews on pens around here, but if no one will steal a red pen, so they say, put a blue ink cartridge in a red pen and no one will steal that pen. But if it's the only writing utensil, I'll take that too. Somebody would still steal it.
Boy, that's a lot of work, but if it works, I guess it works.
I don't know if it would.
It seems like a lot to go through.
This is according to Diply.com. Some of these life hacks you can use, some of them, I don't know why they're mentioning it. This is a silly one. I don't know if this happens to you. I use a curling iron every once in a while.
Then I can relate.
I will call Jim on the way to work and go, could you check and make sure I unplugged it?
Uh-huh.
Even though I kind of know I unplugged it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when I leave and I'm the only one home, I'm like, did I lock the front door? Or if you're going on a vacation and you're getting everybody in the car and you're getting everybody ready and then you're halfway to the airport and you're like, I didn't lock the front door.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to do to help you remind yourself whether or not you did it. Can
what
I explain
would
this?
Sure.
Do something unusual when locking the door before a long trip to remember that you've actually done it. So start doing a weird thing like you pull on your ear or you burp.
Wait, Carol Burnett just called and she said that's what she does.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. Can you name some crazy thing that it's just like a mind trick? So if you hop on one foot every time you lock the front door, when you're in your car, you're like, oh, I hopped on my foot today. But here's the problem. I'd forget whether or not I hopped.
Wouldn't it be better to do a different thing every time so that those things stood out in your mind? Like the way you described it, let's say you did the hop every time. You'd go, oh, yeah, I hopped. Or wait, was that yesterday or the day before? I know I did it one of the times I left my house. I think you'd have to come up with a new thing every time, wouldn't you?
I think you've solved it. Because all it says is do something unusual when locking the door before a long trip, etc., to remember that you've definitely done it.
Oh.
So I think you're right. I think it has to be something different
something
every day.
Something unusual. Like I would enjoy a Kevin Hart movie. Because that would never normally happen. But the one time I needed it, I'd go, yeah, that was the time I watched Kevin Hart and enjoyed his work. I did lock the door.
You don't have time to watch a movie on your way out.
I would purposely start it 2 hours before I had to leave.
Well, then of course you're going to remember to lock the door. You're thinking about it for 2 hours.
Right.
I'm going to be even later for work because I'm going to have to think about some crazy thing to do every time I lock my door.
When he's late again. She ran out of things to do. She ran out of creative things to do.
I don't know what you'd do. Pinch your...
Careful.
Your nose.
Right. Right.
I'm still going to end up calling Jim going, did I lock the front door? All right. Well, that...
one, I'm not sure. That one's flawed.
All right. Here's the best thing ever. I don't know if you're into candles.
Are you kidding? Candles? I wanted to make this hour all candle talk. You had to talk me out of it.
I use the LED candles because it's just easier. I had a cat for a while, then I had kids, and now I have a big dog who's table height. So to me, it's just easier to use those LED candles. You turn them on, and there's a timer, and it turns them off.
All right. We started using those holiday time this year, and I thought it was ridiculous, but they look as real as real candles.
Don't they?
They don't burn down.
And you
we got them at Crate and Barrel, which I thought they would be the biggest enemy of the fake candles. I thought Crate and Barrel would not want that, but they had them all over their store, so we got a bunch. They were great.
LED candles are the way to go now. Yeah. Some of them are scented, but since it's not burning and melting, you're not smelling as big of an aroma. But every once in a while, I have a couple of candles that I love the scent of, and it gets so far down in there that you cannot light the wick.
Right.
So you can either buy one of those long lighters.
Yes.
That has like a nozzle on the end that you can dip in there.
Right.
Or if you don't have one of those, what a great idea. Don't burn yourself in those hard-to-reach candles. Light a stick of spaghetti and then light the wick with that.
Wait, go slower on that. I don't understand.
How are you using spaghetti? You can't get down into the deep dish of a candle to light it because you'll burn yourself.
Yeah.
So you light a stick of spaghetti, and then you use that like they lit church candles, and you dip the spaghetti in there to light it. Now, the whole thing is, do you have spaghetti at your house right now?
Yeah, I keep some in my wallet. I always have a couple strands of spaghetti.
Cooked?
Yeah, just in case.
This will be raw spaghetti.
Oh, won't work.
Like I said, some of these are great life hacks. Some of them are not.
Do you have a candle snuffer at your house?
Yes.
All right.
I don't really use it. I just blow it out.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful because sometimes you can blow wax all over your tablecloth.
I still remember as a child when we got one as a gift, and I thought I was about 4 or 5 when we received one as a gift. It was a housewarming present. And in my head, that's when we became rich.
No, then a guy would come with it to snuff out the candles.
Like, we were never rich, but in my head, it's like, wow, this is living. In the old days, we had to blow out a candle, but now...
There's a gadget for
this,
it.
Yeah, and I just sat there with this huge smile on my face, like, now we're talking.
Did you use it at all?
Yeah, it became my job, like, when we would have a gathering, like, when the party was over, I would go from candle to candle, and I took it very seriously.
Like an altar boy does in church.
Yeah. Right.
So you were like an altar boy at your house?
It was more important
candle
to me.
Boy.
I was candle boy. It was more important to me at the house because this was our dwelling. This is where we lived, the church. We were only there for an hour a week. But I took it, like, I would wait until the people would leave, and then I would look at my parents, and they would give me this signal, like, okay, candle boy, do what you do so well. And then I would go, and some of them, like on our mantle, were higher up, so I had to pull over a chair, but I took it very seriously. But the whole time, I would say to myself, our family is doing okay. We have a candle snuffer. Things are good.
It should be you were doing okay because you were on Bozo. I was never on the Bozo. I never went to the Bozo show. We had a candle snuffer or snufter.
Yeah, I don't know which. Is it snuffer or snufter? What is it called? It's a snuffer, right? That's what it is.
I think so. Yeah. And one final thing, when you go get Chinese food, because we were talking about that today, I've completely influenced myself to get it.
How many of these revolve around Chinese food now? Is it all of chopsticks
them.
With the, never mind.
All
go
of
ahead.
Them do.
Carry on.
Yes, so this is when you're reheating your leftovers on Chinese food or whatever. You know, you put food on a plate, you put it in the microwave.
Yes.
But if you make it look like a donut of food, meaning that you clear a circle in the very center of whatever it is you're heating up,
mm-hmm.
It will heat up much more evenly.
Why would that be? Does
because microwave heats from the center out. So if there's like a hole in the middle of your pile of food, it will heat around there and the outside, and it just says it'll heat more uniformly.
All right.
That could probably be applied to all food, not just Chinese food.
I bet it is all food.
I did say that.
I thought you said Chinese food only.
I said when you're heating up your Chinese food that you might have tonight or whatever else you're eating.
All right. You got
Are you listening to the stream or Bertrand?
Business lunch is just riveting today.
Oh, Kevin. Our own producer.
But that's a good idea. Just kind of put your food aside so it looks like a donut of food. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, that's perfect. All the food is around the perimeter of the plate, but the center is left open for heating purposes.
And get back to us tomorrow. When Matt calls, he can let us know. 312-235-2525.
Matt, call tomorrow if you're listening. I'm not giving up on you, Matt. You're our longest caller.
How do you know?
I'm guessing. I'm guessing. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're thrilled that you did. We'll be back tomorrow. Special guest Matt, the often...
Our daily caller. Our daily dose of Matt.
Right. So that's it. We appreciate you being here. Have a great day. Stay tuned for nothing next on WGNRadio.com.
Are you having fun yet?
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. Should we crosstalk with nothing?
No, nothing will talk to us. There's like some feud going on. I don't know what we did.